Good morning. Merry Christmas. Thank you, Lord. You may be seated. You guys are glory to God. I'll tell you guys. Of course, I want to talk to you about Christmas today, but it will be from the viewpoint of the real Christmas story. Now, this is not going the direction you, well, some of you know probably already, but anyway. Father, we thank you today. Oh, Jesus. Oh, thank you for being born. Oh, glory to God. You gave your life to the Father, yes, but you gave your life for us. And now you're living your life for us, ever making intercession for us. And we praise you and thank you for it. My. And we pray in the name above all names, the mighty, the name of the Almighty God. We serve the Almighty God. And his name is Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Open your Bibles, first of all, to the Gospel of Luke, right there in the second chapter, which is very familiar concerning the Christmas story. Verse 7, she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, laid him in a manger, the seventh verse. Because there was no room in the inn, it was not because they were poor that they all the rooms were gone. After all, in her condition, they had to travel very slowly. So everybody got ahead of them. Yeah, right. It was all in the plan. Amen. There was in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them. That was the archangel Gabriel, the highest ranking messenger, the same one that delivered God's word to little Mary. Same one. Amen. He's delivering the word from the Father today in this place. I'm talking about when he broke through. Glory to God. The angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. This was not just a little floodlight. We have reason to believe that it lit up where it was bright as day in that whole area. I won't go into the background, the history of that, but we have very substantial reason to believe that. Amen. And they were sore afraid, and the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, look, fellas, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is the Anointed One. Christ, as you know, is not Jesus' last name. It's not a title. It's what he preached. Let me ask you a question. Was Baptist John's last name? No. Of course not. That came from what he preached. He was John the Baptizer. Now, once and suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Not among men. Don't misread that. Toward men. The war is over. The sacrifice is in the earth and he cannot be removed. Oh, hallelujah. He's not a baby anymore. Now remember in the book of Acts that signs and wonders may be done by the name of your holy child, Jesus. Done by the name, not just in the name, but by the name. Amen goes right there. Now, let's get down to the Christmas message by turning to the book of Isaiah, chapter 10. And it shall come to pass in that day, his, the devil's, burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder, and his yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. I'll give him praise. What was Jesus' message while he was on the earth? The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me. Now, what does the word christen mean? Well, how is it used? Anybody in here familiar with the Catholic Church or once was part of the Catholic Church? That was the baptizing of a child. Beautiful thing. What is that? Christened. We are Christian. Now, Brother John, listen to this one. You have a Catholic background, right? Christ Mass. Mass is celebration. Come on, saints. Come on, Christians. Little anointed ones. That's what the word actually means. They were first called Christians at Antioch. It was called the Great Confession. because that's what Jesus taught. But then it became Christian because the Christians were preaching the same things Jesus preached. I want to ask you something, please. You just answer me if you can. If you were Philip, if you were Peter, if you were John, and the message you heard, and I can prove it to you from the scripture, that Jesus preached from the book of Isaiah, the 61st chapter, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me." He took that, you remember, in Nazareth, his own hometown, it said the book was handed to him and he found the place. He didn't read in succession as he did normally on the Sabbath. You just take the next Sabbath and so forth. No, he took a text from the book of Isaiah concerning himself. "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me." He preached this everywhere he went and then preached his message from that text. Peter said that at Cornelius's house, that it was published throughout all Judea, preached by Jesus, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. My God, it's shouting time in the household of faith. That's the Christmas story. Amen. Now, here's my question. You're Peter, you're John, you're Philip. And that's all you ever heard. You never heard anything else preaching your whole life. That's all you know. You don't have a Bible. They weren't made yet. They can't carry that scroll around with a thing this big, you know. No, no. And unroll it every time. No. It was in here. It was in here. All they had heard, he's the anointed one. Now, in Hebrew, it's Messiah. Exactly the same word in Greek, exactly the same word in English, anointing. Hallelujah. Why would any of them preach, Dr. Irby, why would they preach anything else? That's all they ever heard preach. I heard Kenneth E. Hagin 53 years ago. And that's still all I preach is Mark 11, 22, 23, 24, 25. Yes, sir. Amen. Yes, sir. Now, I preach other things like I'm doing this morning, but it's all laid on that foundation. Amen. That's the first. I didn't have to unlearn anything. Praise God. I didn't know anything to start with. Still don't know much, but I know a little more than I did, you know, 53 years ago. I was scripturally illiterate, so was Glory. Amen. First thing we ever heard was the word of faith. Yeah. I'm traveling with Oral Roberts. He's preaching faith and demonstrating it. And then I'm listening to Brother Hagin's tapes night and day. Little reel-to-reel tape recorders, big reel-to-reel tape recorders. They got a message on each side. Some of you kids don't have a clue. You don't even know what a cassette is. And I'd turn that thing on at night. We had a smaller one there in the house. And prayed that, turned that on at night, and it'd wake me up, flap, 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 flap. And I'd reach over there and turn it over and rewind it, you know, and I got to where I could do it with one hand, brother, in the dark. Well, maybe not quite that good. But then put the thing in the car seat, listen to it all the way to school. Amen. Amen. Totally immersed in the word of faith. Yes. Yep. Now, why? When I first started preaching, I preached exactly what Oral Roberts preached. That's all I knew. So that's what I preached. And did my best to preach it just like him. Then I began to hear Brother Hagin. And oh, Lord. Now, when we read then in the New Testament that Philip went down to Samaria and preached Christ, come on. Where did he start? The Spirit of the Lord is upon the Jesus that I serve, and that same Spirit is upon me and in me today. And I'm telling you, He'll heal you today, just like He did a few years ago. Or in this case, a few months ago. Because He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. It is the same message. It is the same Christ. It is the same God. And He is the Almighty God. He is the Almighty God that made covenant with Abraham and said, I am El Shaddai, the God that's more than enough. Hallelujah. Now, I am not a Hebrew scholar, so when I say something like this, I have to get over here real close to the professor. Amen. Because he knows how to read from left to right. I hadn't got a clue.
I'm still learning.
But the key, now you correct me openly if I'm wrong. The key to that language is in the root words. How many root words are there? 200 and something? But everything is built around those root words. For instance, the root word to things, natural, material things, is word. Because words created all natural material things. Isn't that absolutely fabulous? Just marvelous in my eyes. The root word to the Hebrew word covenant. You got your shouting shirt on?
Yes.
Is a cut where blood flows. Let me show you something. Every word of this. This is the first covenant in blood. The blood of animals. Now, God said, you do this, you have to die. But then he said, no, wait a minute, no. Don't kill the man. He can't help it. Kill an animal. I'll accept that. I'll accept that. What's he doing? He's building his case. He has to have a man first. because he created the heaven and the earth, but then he gave the earth to mankind. So then man committed high treason. He had the ability to do that, but he did not have the moral right to do it. Amen. Because God was still owner of it by reason of creation. It belonged to him. Amen. So what did he have to have? Still talking about Christmas. What did he have to have? He had to have a man who would sacrifice his only begotten son, who, by the way, was a miracle birth to begin with. Now people talk about it's, you know, Hollywood don't know what they're talking about anything much. But now, thank God, there's some films now that are worth watching, you know. About being Abraham was so brokenhearted to have to sacrifice his own son. That's not what the scripture said. He had a covenant with Almighty God, and that covenant would produce offspring more than the sand of the sea and the stars of the sky. And the man believed that with all of his being.
Yes, Lord your God.
He proved it. God made covenant with that man when it was a physical impossibility for he and his wife to have children. She had never been able to have any children. And Abraham was 100. Now here we come back to God, the covenant, and the contradiction. Whoo, glory be to Jesus. There was a physical, very obvious contradiction to that covenant and what God said. Greg said something this morning in the faith class. God's word is. God's word is. God said, as and first of all, he said, I am the Almighty God. Go back to his names. He said, I am El Shaddai. The root word to Shaddai is a woman's breast, referring to himself as the life-giving, life source. I'm all the great nurse. I'm all the nurse you need. I'm all the life you need. I am the El Shaddai God. Hallelujah. There was the covenant. And as for me, my covenant is with me and you. In other words, I've made up my mind to do this. Now you can do what you want to, son. And Abram, which was at that time about to become Abraham, fell on his face. And God talked to him. Now, let me tell you something very significant about that verse. It did not say Abram fell on his face and talked to God. It said he fell on his face and God talked to him. He kept his big blab mouth shut while El Shaddai had something to say. Hallelujah. Well, I won't press that any further, but amen. I said amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So we know now from the fourth chapter of Romans what Abraham did. He considered not the contradiction. He considered not his own body now dead, neither the deadness of Sarah's womb. What did he do? He began, like God, to call things that be not as though they were. I picked up on that. I'm preaching to you the Christmas story. Celebrating this anointing that destroys yokes. Hallelujah. Celebrating this Jesus that healed you and me 2,000 years ago. And I picked up on that. I consider not my body now 83 years old.
Hallelujah.
I only consider God's promise. And he promised me 120 years. In Genesis 6:3, and I believe it. Now, that's impossible to do. Only one man has ever done it. And his name was Moses. And he's my type. He's supposed to be our type. Hallelujah. And he was a product of the great Abrahamic covenant. Hallelujah. And he didn't take the contradiction either. He just climbed Mount Nebo and stood on top of Mount Nebo and saw the promised land. And my brother and sister, glory to God. I'm 37 years away from being on Mount top of Mount Nebo. But I'm already standing there in faith. Glory to God. And I'm looking square over into Canaan land. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because of the Christ child. I'm a Christian. And a preacher of the Christ, son of the El Shaddai Almighty God. And this Jesus, whose I am and whom I serve, is El Shaddai in the flesh. He's my Jehovah Rapha in the flesh. He's my Jehovah Nisi in the flesh. He's my Jehovah Shammah. He's my Jehovah Shalom in the flesh. He's my Jehovah Jireh in the flesh. Ah, but this is the one, this is one I get so excited about. It's in both the first covenant and it's in the second covenant. Both words, Sabaoth. He is my Jehovah Sabaoth, the God of the angelic armies. The little, Professor, the little book of Malachi, that little tiny book.
He's messenger.
Yeah. And it says the Lord of hosts, which is Jehovah Sabaoth, 22 times.
Yes, sir.
Prove me in this, saith Jehovah Sabaoth. If bring ye all the tithes into my storehouse, prove me in this, and I'll pour out blessings, saith Jehovah Sabaoth. Over and over and over again. Don't you understand, dear one? Don't you see it? You have prosperity angels. You, if you're a tither, you have great armies at your disposal. You have tithing rights. Somebody said, well, I don't believe in that in the New Testament. Well, that don't change it. That just means you're not. Well, you're just not, that's all. You're not a true Christian. A follower of Jehovah Sabaoth in the flesh. I got the spirit of Bill Winston on me this morning. I think I just preach a while. Now I can't preach like Bill Winston. I wish I could. Glory to God, I said. The Christ. Now you know how Peter felt. Now listen to what he said. Who do I, those of you that were here for the 9 o'clock service this morning, whatever it takes, you get that message.
That's good. Yes, Lord God.
Who do you say that, listen. En español, escúcheme, por favor. Who do you say I am? I am the Alpha and the Omega. He never spoke one idle word. Every word he said, he heard his Father said. And the Father had already said, I am. And he is the exact replica. Bill Winston called him the sample son. He's our example. We're supposed to be acting like him, talking like him, thinking like him, being like him just as close as we possibly can. Talk about him all the time. Talk to him all the time. Hallelujah. He's the one that sticks closer than a brother. Why? He's covenant, man. Woman, he's covenant minded. And he said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. That's one of the names. I'm Jehovah that's present. I am.
Amen.
I am. Well, I am too. Whatever he says, I am too. Oh, glory be to Jesus. Oh, glory, 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 glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Genesis 17. Wish we had the time, the Lord willing. And I know he is. I've already heard him talk about it. I'm gonna spend some time in this New Year's Eve. When Abram was 90 years old and nine, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Say it, I serve. The Almighty God.
The Almighty God.
The Almighty God, say it.
The Almighty God.
Is living in me today.
Is living in me today.
Now, when he said that, he said, I am El Shaddai. El meaning God. Almighty God, meaning, as I said before, the more than enough God. Amen. He's the Almighty God. Say it again. He is the Almighty God.
He is the Almighty God.
He is the El Shaddai God.
He is the El Shaddai God.
He was born in Bethlehem.
In Bethlehem.
And he's my Savior.
He's my Savior.
Now you remember in John chapter 1. And the Word, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God, same in the beginning with God. And the Word became flesh. One translation said the Word took upon itself flesh. Let me give you a rendering of that. The Word became human. I think that's New Living. New Living Testament. The Word became human and dwelt among us. Now, let me show you Jesus in the creation itself. Did you ever wonder about that? I did a lot until it's just so obvious. But I didn't really catch on to it until I caught on to what Jesus was talking about in the 14th chapter of John. When he said, the words that I speak unto you are not mine. For it's the Father that dwells within me. He does the works. Now, just check it out for yourself. The synopsis is, and I can absolutely prove it to you, more than two witnesses in the New Testament. I only say what I hear my Father say. I only do what I see my Father do. Now, glory to God. The Father, His Son Jesus, and the Spirit of the living God are about to create Jesus' future home. Because it was God, it was El Shaddai, it was the Almighty God. It was in His original plan to move to the earth, and He's still coming. Now the thing ain't fit to live in now. So, the real global warming is coming.
Yes,
sir. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. And it's not 10 or 12 years away. Oh dear Lord. Bless her heart. I mean it. She's completely well. You just pray for her, man. I mean, she's hurting. She's in a job she doesn't know anything about. And she's way in over her head, being pushed and driven. And I pray for that dear girl. Now think about it. That day is coming when El Shaddai, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Shammah, the one will never leave you nor forsake you. The God who's always present is going to gather us to Himself. Maybe I won't get to but 110. I don't know. Glory to God. And then that time is coming. And all of this whole thing will burn up. And He's going to start it all over again. And let's go back to creation when He created this place. It's so simple. We know where the Holy Spirit was. He was moving on the face of the deep. He said, let us. And in the beginning, Elohim, the plural of God. El is the singular. Elohim is plural. This is so simple. That pattern is shown in the 14th chapter of John, Pastor. God said it to Jesus. And Jesus is the one that said, light be. A man said it. Amen. because it's the home of man. Does that fit with you, Professor? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody shout amen. I mean, come on. It's Christmas. You can shout as loud as you want to. What and where does that place you and me? The same authority.
That's right.
We have absolute power of attorney to use that name. And when we say, in the name of Jesus, whose I am and whom I serve, in the name of Jehovah Rapha, in the name of Jehovah Nisi, in the name, glory to God, of El Shaddai himself.
Yes.
Take your hands off of God's property, Satan. You're a trespasser here. You do not belong here. This place doesn't belong to you. You're a thief and you're a liar. You don't own anything. You have no rights in this earth. You have been stripped. You have been brought to naught. You have been paralyzed by the Son of the Living God. The only righteous man ever, 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 ever to go to hell. Suffered like no man ever suffered or ever will, because he bore it all. Think about it. And when he appeared to his own, after he said to Mary, don't touch me, don't handle me, he had to appear as the resurrected Lamb of God. And then he was called God by the Almighty God. And again, I will be his father. And again, he shall be my son. That separation was what broke his heart. But for the joy that was set before him.
Thank you.
Consider not your own body. Consider him. Consider him the author and the finisher of your faith. Consider him. Consider him the apostle.
Yes.
And high priest of our confession, Christ. God raised him and anointed him, called him and anointed him to be the high priest over what we say with our mouths.
Hallelujah.
And when you stood there with pain raging in your body, a bad diagnosis, and you said, I consider not this sickness, I consider not that diagnosis, I only consider what my God has said, glory to God, I consider the one that went to hell for me, I consider the one that bore it on the cross, I consider the one that bled and died, I consider him. I consider him. I said, I consider him. I consider him. I consider him. I don't consider these symptoms. I don't consider the symptoms of this heart problem. I don't consider the symptoms of this cancer. I refuse to consider it. Somebody said, you're in denial. Yes, bless God, I am. I'm not denying the sickness nor the disease. I'm denying its right to exist in my body.
Yes.
This is the temple of El Shaddai. This is the temple of Jehovah Rapha. Ah, ha, ha. This is the temple of the living God. The El Shaddai God. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody just received healing in their ears. I just heard Jehovah Rapha say that. Hallelujah. Well, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Pastor, would you come up here and help me, please? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Come on, let's just lift your hands and just praise Him. Just lift your hands and praise Him. Just lift your hands and worship Him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now, you can see why they said you'll call His name Emmanuel.
Yes.
Jesus said, it's more expedient for you that I go away. And they're thinking, what? Yeah. No, He said, I have to leave here. Yeah, but you're our Emmanuel. You're God with us. He said, I will pray the Father. Let's just go to the 14th chapter of John. I can stand here and quote these things, but put your eyes on it. Oh, my, my. Verse 10, believest thou not that I am? I am in the Father, and the Father in me. The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwells in me. In me, He does the works. Oh, believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very works' sake. Verily, verily. Now, when you get two verilies, one way of, now I'm no Greek scholar, even more than I am a Hebrew scholar. But I'm not much of an English scholar, but you know, anyway, I know a few things. Notice, verily, verily, verily is tantamount to, I'm telling you the truth, nothing but the truth. And then you get two verilies. Wake up. I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father, who is the Almighty God, and He lives in me. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I'll do it. If you love me, keep my commandments. I will pray the Father, listen now, and He shall give unto you another comforter, that he may abide with you, that's Emmanuel, forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it sees him not, neither knows him, but you know him, for he dwells with you and he will be in you.
Yeah. Yeah.
They didn't have a clue what he's talking about until just a few days later. Did you know the Holy Spirit is not in heaven? The Almighty God is in heaven. And his son El Shaddai in the flesh. No blood. All of his blood, all of it, is in heaven. But the Holy Spirit. That's the reason it is so vitally important, my brother and my sister, that this gospel of the word of faith be preached from the top of this world to the bottom. And all the way around the middle. Now let me clear that up. Yeah, I said it. I said it while I was still a student there at ORU. George, I heard Brother Hagin say, I had a little desk about, oh, it wasn't over about that big. And that little house was, the living room part of it was very small. And I sat at that little desk and studied there and so forth. And I heard Brother Hagin say this. He said, the four square church was built on four posts. Jesus saves, Jesus heals, Jesus baptizes with the Holy Spirit, and he is our soon coming King. And Brother Hagin made this statement. I heard him on tape. This was before I met him. He said, I started out saying, I'll preach this gospel that Jesus saves and Jesus heals and Jesus baptizes with the Holy Ghost, and he's our soon coming King. And he said, I will preach it from the panhandle of Texas to Brownsville and from El Paso to Texarkana. Wow. He said, boy, if I covered Texas, I figure I've really done it. Then he said, well, no, I'm going to preach it. And he spread out. He said, I'm going to preach it. And he went through all four of them again. I'm going to preach it from the Canadian border. And then he said, I spread out a little further than that. He said, I'll preach it from Canada. And he said, I've done it. Well, now see that he made a couple of overseas trips, but that's not what God had called him to do. Yeah. Well, the Lord had already been talking to me. I went down there in that river bottom the day, and he talked to me about nations and all that. I won't go into all that. And it struck me. I'm sitting there at my little desk, and I said it, and I got up and I said, I'll preach this gospel. I'll preach that Jesus Christ saves. I'll preach that he heals. I'll preach that he baptizes in the Holy Ghost. And I'll preach that he's the soon coming king. And I will preach that he's our great financier. And I will preach it from the top of the world to the bottom. And I'll preach it all the way around the middle.
Glory.
And I drew a little world and I had a little airplane flying around the middle of it. Now that's where that originally came from. And you know, by the grace and the help of God, I've done it.
Yeah.
Glory. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I've preached it in Australia. And I preached it in the Yukon.
Yeah.
Did a tour across Canada. One person called and left word for me to call them. So I called, this woman answered the phone. She said, Brother Copeland, could you on your travels as you go across our nation, could you come up to us? I said, where are you? She said, we live in 159. I think that was the number, 150 something. I said, that's the name? She said, yeah. She said, the town, we really don't have a name. And she said, that's part of the coordinates on the map. She said, so that's just, we just live in 159. She said, there's not many of us there, but I can tell you for sure the whole town will be there if you come. Well, I couldn't even get close to it with the airplane that we were in at the time. I couldn't land the thing there. We had chartered a Gulfstream One, and we were going across there. Oh, boy, I would have really loved to have gone to 159. But I preached it in Cold Bay, Alaska. Glory to God. And I preached it in Australia. I preached it in the very middle in the Solomon Islands. I preached it in Micronesia. I preached it in the Marshall Islands. Glory to God. Preached it on the island of eBay. Hallelujah. Saw magnificent things happen. It's the only time I've ever been in a place where there were more people under 21 than there were over. They had so many children. What an exciting place. And George, when you start to pray for people, they'd run up and get right here and watch you. And they grab Jesse and hang on to him. And one of the guys came up and started getting them out. I said, you take your hands off those children. I said, this is your future, man. Now get back. Really made me mad. Not mad, but angry. And then he did. I said, okay, kids, now come on. And then, man, they'd get right here and watch. Some of them like this, you know?
Yeah.
And they'd get a hold of Jesse's legs and he'd kind of drag them around while he was praying for people. And they'd laugh at Jesse. They'd laugh and laugh and laugh at Jesse. And Jerry, I'll tell you what, I thought Jerry was going to strip everything he had, man. He'd just give his clothes every time. It was the most marvelous place. Right around the middle of the world.
Yeah.
Because he dropped it in my heart. And I said it. And said it.
Yes.
And said it. Yes. And said it. And I'm still saying it. Because there's still some places I have to go. And our dear friend Bill Prankard. Gloria and I contacted Bill. He's up way up in the North Country. And one of my heroes of the faith. And Bill, the man built a tank like a military tank. He had this, I don't remember how to, but he had somebody build this thing, George, and it had a snorkel on it like a military tank where you could submerge that thing in water and it'd still run. And it would go on ice, it had tracks, it thing would go in snow, and he's up at the top of the world taking our tapes and our books to the Inuit people. And this one young man that stood there and he told Bill, and I was blessed to see a video of it. He said, we would stand and look at the stars and we would say, we know you're up there. This is scripture though. We know you're up there. Please send us somebody to tell us who you are. And the first message he ever heard was the word of faith. And he said, now we know. We know. That's the top of the world. And Australia's the bottom. And the Solomon Islands is the middle. And Newark, Texas. is the spot. Would you stand with me, please? Glory, and let's glorify his name.
Praise. Thank you, Jesus.
The Christ child.
Thank you.
The one anointed. The El Shaddai God. The Jehovah Rapha. I am the God that heals you. Oh, but now, Brother Copeland, you understand that healing has passed away. Oh, really? Then when did he change his name? No, see, that just comes from being ignorant of the word. Good people, but trying to answer spiritual problems with the carnal mind, not knowing who he is.
Oh.
And not knowing who you are. The Almighty God is whoever he says he is. And he can do whatever he says he can do. And he will do whatever he said he would do. And he's right here, right now. And he came into this earth nearly 2,100 years ago. No, it wasn't on the 25th of December. But even that, December, January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September. Now, I'm not smart enough to figure this out, but the professor is. But I had it in my heart all the time, because I knew approximately when he was born. But you can know exactly when he was born because of the feasts. Do the math. He was conceived in December and born in September.
Well, Brother Copeland, now you listen to me. I don't have a Christmas tree because it's a pagan holiday.
Oh, bull. We took that away from the pagans 1,000 or 2 years ago. Now, it was a stroke of genius by the Catholic Church. A stroke of genius. They took those pagan practices, adopted them so that the pagans would come to their celebrations. See that Christmas tree? That is not a pagan thing. It was at one time. They adopted it so the pagans would come and hear the story of the Christ child. Somebody ought to shout amen. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, praise his name. Just give him glory. Give him praise. The healer's in the house. The healer's on the network. Emmanuel is manifesting himself. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Pastor, where'd you go?